Yeah, this is my first audio boo. I'm Kevin, and I thought I'd go ahead and try this audio boo out, a little mini podcast here, and talk about a few things that's on my mind lately, mainly about this earthquake that happened down in Haiti a couple of days ago, 7.0, terrible earthquake, poorest, one of the poorest countries in the, you know, in the Western Hemisphere, and couldn't happen to our worse area. I mean, the people down there don't have earthquake-proof homes and buildings, and of course, you know, everything came tumbling down with the massive earthquake and the aftershocks that followed. And then it's horrible. I keep watching the TV. I can't get enough news to, you know, I keep watching CNN and ABC News and all the other stuff and looking on the internet for news stories, and it's just, I'm obsessed almost with watching, you know, the news coverage of this. Just like anytime anything like this happens, where it's a major crazy disaster throughout the world, whether it was the tsunami in 2004 in Indonesia, or, you know, Katrina, or 9/11 or whatever, I just get this feeling where I just want to sit there 24/7 and watch, you know, the news coverage of it and just learn all I can about it. And it's just, I feel horrible for the people that are going through it, and I wish I could do more. Sometimes I wish I could just go volunteer, you know, take off work and go volunteer for Red Cross or whatever, and go down there and help out. You know, you watch this stuff unfold, and these people, you know, need water and food and help. And, they're the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and they don't have these things, and it's just, it's terrible. And you see all these women and children and men and in the streets, and their bodies everywhere, and people's family members are missing, and it's just, and then you get this horrible prick, Pat Robertson, this religious nut. I can't stand him. Anytime like this, something like this happens throughout the world, he blames it on the devil, and he blames the people for, you know, what happened to him. I mean, somebody like that is not a Christian, and I'm not really a religious person, but I mean, that just, it fumes me. I mean, just, I can't stand it. That kind of a person that claims to be such a great, you know, godly person and very faithful and compassionate towards people. And then you go and say that, oh, this massive earthquake that's killed, you know, you and your loved ones, you're the cause of that. You know, he went on TV and he said that, you know, Haitians made a pact with the devil because of a French invasion or something like that years ago. And so they made this pact with the devil, and that's why this earthquake happened, and that's why all these people are dying. It's like, this bastard, he needs to be put on a fucking rocket, sorry for my language, and sent to the moon without an oxygen mask, and just get rid of him. Definitely, I can't believe they put him on TV and let him sit there and preach and, you know, preach hate-mongering words and prejudice and hate and just spouting hate up there. And it disturbs me that he's getting away with that. And people just continue to watch him. And that's what's sad, is people watch this and watch him and hear about that stuff, and they get the same opinion. And I'm sorry, but no devil caused freaking earthquake down in Haiti or anywhere else. It kind of just pisses me off. But hopefully things will turn up. It looked like last night when I was watching CNN that it's about to break out into anarchy down there in Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti, because of the lack of, you know, help and aid and water and, you know, things like that, and people trying to get out. But hopefully with all the money being donated, I donated myself. You could text Haiti, Haiti, to 90999, and that donates $10, which is charged to your phone bill, to the Red Cross. And then, of course, there's several other donations. You know, you go on any news website and you can find links to help donate. Apparently, with these text donations, which I think is a brilliant idea, that they've already made $4 million with text donations. So that's awesome. So help out if you can, and hopefully things will turn around for these